You have to learn how to reel that in, because if you don't, that thing will spiral. Jealousy is a small seed that starts out really small, and when we ignore it, it spreads and it grows and it grows. And before you know it, you will start doing things that you never thought you would do. And it began with that seed of jealousy. So you have to learn how to nip jealousy in the bud before it starts to mess with you. Before you start to do things that are unlike who you really are. Your jealousy will destroy you. I know that sounds dramatic, but you know what? I gotta keep it real with you on today's episode. Your jealousy will ruin you if you do not learn how to get a handle on it now. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about how to stop being jealous. Before we go any further today, hello, my name is Amem Joy Emma, and you are listening to Take a Shot with Amem Joy Emma podcast. You need to learn to resist the temptation to be jealous. Jealousy is toxic. And it is messing with you. It is ruining you. See, you are a kind, sweet individual. You are kind and you are sweet and you are gentle and you are the best person to be around. But jealousy is messing with you real bad. Real, real bad, because it has you doing stuff that you never thought you would do. And if you're not there yet, oh, wait, you keep messing around with jealousy. You keep accepting jealousy and thinking that's just the way I am. You'll start doing things that you never, ever thought you would do. And when you trace it back, you'll realize it was because you were jealous. So right now is the perfect time for you to stop, reevaluate, and get a handle on this jealousy thing. Because I know society thinks, oh, you know, this is just a little thing. Everybody gets jealous. And yes, it's a common emotion. Everybody gets jealous. But you got to learn how to handle that emotion. You have to learn how to reel that in, because if you don't, that thing will spiral. Jealousy is a small seed that starts out really small, and when we ignore it, it spreads and it grows and it grows. And before you know it, you will start doing things that you never thought you would do. And it began with that seed of jealousy. So you have to learn how to nip jealousy in the bud before it starts to mess with you. Before you start to do things that are unlike who you really are. Okay, I'm going to get super personal here. I don't like to do it, but I gotta let you know, how do I know about this? Okay, so when I was younger, Back in the day, this was when I was a teenager. I remember I used to brag and I used to say, oh, I would never, ever be the girl that messes with her best friend's boyfriend or anybody's boyfriend. I'm just not that person. I would never do that. I used to brag. I literally remember bragging to other people saying, that's just not something I would do. Well, I had a friend who was my best friend at the time. She was like a sister to me. And I loved her dearly, like a legit sister. You know how people say, oh, that's my sis. I love her. Oh, my God. No. This person was genuinely like blood to me. She was a sister to me. and meant a whole lot to me. But the truth of the matter is she was very beautiful. She was a very beautiful girl. And because we were best friends, we had the same set of friends, guys liked her. And because at the time, again, this is when I was a teenager, I struggled with a lot of low self-esteem. And so because I had low self-esteem, I used to always wonder, like, am I not attractive? Why isn't it that this person that I like does not like me back? Or why don't I get the kind of attention that I would want to get from guys? So I really struggled, and she seemed to get that attention effortlessly. And so a part of me started to get jealous of the fact that she was beautiful, guys were attracted to her, and that she seemed to have something that I want. And of course, I never shared this with anyone. I never told anyone about it. And I never had anyone to talk to about it to give me wisdom on how to navigate my emotions. And so I was jealous, and I was like, I'ma just not do anything about it. And so I didn't. And so this continued for a lot of our relationship. Somebody that I considered a sister, somebody that I loved, I was secretly jealous of her. And because of that jealousy, I ended up doing the very thing that I was bragging to everybody that I wouldn't do. I ended up being the girl that messed with her boyfriend. Why? Because I was jealous. So I allowed myself to be in situations I shouldn't have been in. And at the time, I was the girl that I thought I would never be. I did what I thought, I would never do that. And I hurt the person that was my best friend at the time, and somebody that I knew really loved me and cared about me. I broke our trust and I damaged a friendship. Of course, now I'm older and I've learned and I've grown from that. But one of the lessons that I took from that time in my life was, girl, don't. As I grew and I got into relationship with God, and as I got into relationship with other older women that became mentors in my life and began to really speak life into me and mentor me, I learned, jealousy, nip that thing in the bud. Nip it. Yes, you feel those feelings and you ask yourself why, but you deal with them. You don't just ignore, or you don't just say, I'm jealous, I don't like her, and then you start to act either cruel or mean out of jealousy. You don't do that. You don't do that. Because first of all, that ruins your reputation, because now all of a sudden you're being known as the rude girl, the mean girl, when maybe you are in fact the biggest sweetheart in the whole world, but nobody would know that because certain people would know that because your jealousy, when you act out of a place of jealousy, it's causing you to have this reputation that is not you. Right? It's causing you to do these things, perform these actions that you wouldn't want to describe yourself as. So that is why I say, you gotta learn to nip that thing in the bud. You have to learn to begin to ask yourself, why am I jealous? What am I jealous of? What don't I feel like I have? How can I begin to heal in this area? I mean, you have to sit down and really deal with these emotions. If you do not, I'm telling you, you will end up doing something and regretting it because of jealousy. You will end up doing something because of jealousy. Okay. Again, I know people say, listen, it's normal. It's normal human behavior. Yes, to some extent. But you have to learn how to control your emotions, right? That's what we have. That's what we call self-control. If you don't learn how to control your emotions go flying all over the place. Just because something is normal human emotion does not mean that we don't self-regulate, does not mean that we don't learn how to, okay, I'm feeling this emotion. Why am I feeling this emotion? We have to learn how to be mindful. Listen, the Bible says, when I was a child, I did childish things. But when I grew up, when I became an adult, I put childish things aside. Okay, so it's time for you to grow up. It's time, okay, for you to mature. And a big part of that maturity is saying, you know what? These feelings of jealousy, when I see someone that has something that I want, when I feel insecure, all of that, it's time for me to heal and deal with these things, because I don't want to be known as somebody that is jealous or insecure or performing certain actions out of my jealousy. So how do you deal with your jealousy? And myriad of different ways, but I just want to bring to you some ways that I think maybe might help you overcome these feelings of jealousy, of insecurity and inadequacy, things that I know that I have been helping in my life. So I hope that they'll help you too. So the first thing when you're dealing with jealousy is you have to determine the type of person you want to be. So you have to ask yourself, who am I? Right? Ask yourself, who am I? What do I want to be remembered for? So if you say, I'm not a jealous person, I'm not a rude person, I'm not an insecure person, the first thing you have to do is take that to God and say, God, I don't want to be the type of person that gets jealous of this kind of person anymore. I don't want to be jealous about this issue anymore. And I need your help. Help me, Lord. I need your help in this area. The first thing you need to do is humble yourself and go to God and say, God, help me. That's the first thing. And God, by his grace and his mercy and his spirit, will begin to help you in this area. Okay. And the second thing is, determine the type of person that you want to be. If you say, I'm not a jealous person, boom, you're not a jealous person. Guess what you're going to start? I want you to start to do. You're going to walk that out by faith. If you say, I'm not a jealous person, you're going to start to walk that out by faith. What does that mean? That means because you said you're not a jealous person, you're going to start saying everything I do is going to come from this place of somebody that is not jealous. My actions are going to begin to line up with somebody that is not jealous. So what does that mean? When you feel the emotion of jealousy, God help me in this moment, okay? That's the first thing you say. The second thing is, you're going to do the opposite of what you're feeling in that moment. So typically, let's say, for instance, you see somebody, you see a girl, and she's a beautiful girl. And usually when you see a beautiful girl, you know, your instinct is to roll your eyes or be mean or be nasty, whatever. Do the opposite of what you're feeling. Do the opposite of what you're feeling. So smile, say hi, and compliment her. Or whatever it is you're jealous of. Let's say you're jealous of her clothes. Oh my gosh, you look so beautiful today. I love your clothes. Do the opposite. That is the action of telling yourself, my feelings do not control me. I control me. I have self-control. Okay, so no, I am not a jealous person. I've already determined that. God is helping me in this area as he is. I'm walking this out by faith. So I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to bless the person that I'm jealous of. You look beautiful. I love your hair. I love your outfit. I love your shoes. I love your work. Whatever. Leave a comment. Whatever it is, do the opposite of it. Secondly, pray for the person that you're always jealous of. Let's say there's one particular person that you find yourself being jealous of all the time. Take that person to prayer. God, I bring before you this person, and literally bless the person in prayer. That's how you show that you love someone, and you're doing that by faith. And by the way, the Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. When you step out in faith and you're going against how you feel, because the last thing you want to do when you're jealous of somebody is pray for them. Okay. But when you are walking according to God's ways and you're deciding, I'm going to actually pray for this person, and to God, I thank you for this, this person, continue to bless their, whatever you're jealous of, bless them, bless their family, whatever it is, continue to bless them. Just begin to pray for them. And I thank you, God, because I'm no longer jealous. I thank you, God. I mean, literally speak life over the person instead of what you would do before. Be intentional about doing the opposite thing. And then start speaking life about whatever it is you're jealous of. So let's say you're jealous of, again, just going back to somebody, their hair, the way they look, whatever it is. Okay, so clearly that's something that you think that you're lacking in. So maybe you need to go back and you need to get some scriptures and say, okay, who does God say I am? God, reveal me to me. God, show me me. Show me how beautiful I am, Lord, because I don't see it. Get to the nitty gritty. Show me how beautiful I am, Jesus, because I don't see it, Lord. Show me my talents, Lord, because I don't see it. Get real about the areas that you're insecure about, because the reason why you're jealous has nothing to do with that person and everything to do with whatever you think you're lacking. So, as you are speaking words of kindness over the person, as you are doing the opposite, acting as you really are. Remember, you say you are kind, you are sweet, you are thoughtful, you are all these things. As you are acting out how you really are by faith, you also want to begin to build yourself up. You're building yourself up by speaking the word of God over yourself, over whatever area that you feel that you're insecure in. What does God say about you in his word? And then as you do that, as you're speaking his words by faith, ask him to open your eyes to show you whatever you think you're lacking. Ask him, God, show me my beauty because I don't see it. I never have. And then be honest with him. For me, if I were speaking to me back then, I would say, Lord, and I did actually, Lord, show me my beauty. That is one of the things that I had to do. I had to say, because I wasn't getting that affirmation where I wanted to get it from. And so in my walk with God, I had to ask God, show me my beauty. And he started doing that for me. I started seeing myself in a different light. And even at times when I struggle, I remember to speak by faith. And so I have words on my walls, in my mirror, everywhere, of just speaking, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I am made in the image and likeness of God. I am gorgeous. I am stunning. I mean, I say this to myself. I look at myself in the mirror, I smile, I say those words to myself, because that is who I am. That is who God says I am, and I refuse to believe anything else. God is the spirit of truth, and anything that God says in his word, which is I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, I am a masterpiece, I am made in the image and likeness of God. Anything that God says about me is true. And anything that I'm thinking that is opposite of what God says about me is a lie. And what I'm not going to do is know the truth and choose to believe a lie. that's not what I'm not going to do that. Right. And so I'm going to keep speaking the truth no matter how I feel, because I know my feelings. Right. We know this. Feelings are not facts. So, OK, what I'm feeling right now, I may be feeling this strongly, but it's not necessarily the truth. The truth is I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. The truth is I am God's masterpiece. The truth is I am gorgeous. The truth is I am made in the image and likeness of God. I am beautiful. That's the truth. So that is the way, and that's till this day. That is what I do. I probably look crazy in front of the mirror, but when I stand in front of the mirror and I speak to myself, I talk to myself like, one of the things I love about Black sisterhood and having Black friends is I ain't seen nobody hype Black women up like other Black women. So the way that I would hype somebody else up, or the way that other people else would hype me up, I hype myself up. I sure do. I love myself. I tell myself, girl, you look good. And I will walk around. I love myself. I am beautiful. My skin is beautiful. I am made in the image and likeness of God. I am stunning. I will speak life into myself, because that's what God sees. I align myself with what and who God says I am. And I reject everything and every thought that says otherwise. So whatever it is that you are jealous of, whatever it is that you are struggling with, for me, like I said at the time, was my looks. And this was an area that God has set me free, and I continue to walk in my freedom. But maybe your issue isn't about looks. Maybe it's something else, you know, and that's okay. But whatever it is, you have to be intentional about choosing to no longer be jealous in that area. Decide who you are. And then make decisions from that place. Remember that you are powerful. You have self-control. You have the power to control yourself. You can feel emotions, and those emotions can feel strong, but you have the power. You can choose not to follow those emotions. Just because you feel a certain way doesn't mean you have to do what those emotions are telling you to do. You can choose to go a different way. I sincerely hope that blessed you, because I just really, really wanted to share that with you. So I hope that blessed you. If it did, I'd love to hear all about it. I'm on all the socials at Take a Shot Podcast. Leave a comment. What are some ways that you have overcome or you have stopped being jealous? In what areas have you stopped being jealous? I'd love to hear all about it. Again, my name is Imam Joy Emma. You are listening to Take a Shot with Imam Joy Emma. If you like today's episode, please go ahead and share the episode with friends, family. And then also, if you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts or any podcast platform that you're listening to this on, please rate and leave a review when you do that. It just makes others aware of the podcast. Again, I love you. I appreciate you. And I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.